Hi, good morning. My name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. What I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Hi, David. This is Paige over at AmOne. I have a consumer on the line here for you. It's going to be phone number 617-980-1766 for
Okay.
Ben.
Ben?
Yep.
I'm right here on the phone waiting for the information.
Okay, gotcha. And just so you know, he was looking for a $20,000 loan. He has no loan options.
No loan options. Okay, transfer him over.
Awesome, thanks.
Hi, good morning, Ben. How are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, it's great to hear that you're doing good. I'm pretty excited this morning. How's everything going for you?
Everything's pretty good so far. No problem.
There we go. Well, I'm glad everything's going good for you today. So now, my name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. The reason why they transferred you over to me is because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. What do you need the loan for?
I just wanted to make a large purchase.
Just wanted to make a purchase? So it's like pretty much a personal loan you're looking into?
Yes, it's a personal loan.
How much are you trying to get?
I was trying to see if $20,000, but you know, I'll take whatever I can get, honestly.
All right. Have you applied for a loan anywhere else and been denied?
No.
All right. So are you currently employed at the moment?
Yes, I am employed.
Okay. What was your credit score the last time you looked at it? Do you remember?
I just looked at it and it said 546.
Anything on there like a late payment? A collection, a medical bill, a student loan, or a car repo that you're aware of?
No. Let me see.
Okay. We'll take an update. Look, if you don't know, it's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, look, I understand you're trying to get that loan, all right? Right now, you're currently employed. That's good. Credit score on the 546. Got some late payments on there showing up. All right. Anything else on there that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. So now look, based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now is your credit score. But I'm going to let you know right now, unlike some other companies out there, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. All right. So what we'll do for you right now is go ahead and take the sample of your credit summary so I can get an update, look at your credit score and see what's being reported. We'll come up with a game plan and we can do to help your credit score situation. All right.
Okay.
The courtesy pool doesn't affect your credit score in any way. As well as we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would, all right?
All right.
All right, I also have your phone number right here listed for me here as Ben LC. I don't know if it's Else. How do you...
LC, it's fine. Yep, that's the word.
All right, so now first name's going to be B-E-N. Last name's going to be Else, A-L-S-C-E.
Yep.
Is that how it appears in your government ID?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you would be so kind to provide me with the zip code too as well.
02126. Yes.
All right. It's going to be in Mattapan, Massachusetts.
Yep. Yeah.
I got a tongue twister there. All right. So now go ahead and provide me with the email too as well. It's going to be mrbenlastname@gmail.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What's your mailing address where you receive your mail?
10 Ledgebrook Road.
10?
Mattapan, Matt. 10 Ledgebrook, LEDGEBROOK Road.
All right. Wait a minute with your social security number, please.
02268-0316.
Okay. Date of birth, too, as well.
11-181.
Okay. Now, before we can look at your credit score, I'm just going to ask you for some security questions. Now, the questions that are being asked, they're just to make sure that we're looking at your credit score and we're not looking at someone else, okay? Meaning, if this question that I asked you right now, they don't apply to you, they don't sound familiar to you, it's going to simply be none of the above.
Okay.
All right. So now, look. I have here the first question asking me if you had a vehicle registered under your name.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember your license plate number? This one's kind of a hard one, okay? But do you remember your license plate
Two,
number?
yeah, 2SNC11.
Wow, that's pretty talented, are you? You'd be the one of the few people that know their license plate number, you know that? So now look, were you currently or previously working at Wicks and Sticks, New England Finish SYST or Pepsi or Highland Park Hospital?
New England Finish Systems.
Okay. Also, I'm going to ask you if you had a Hyundai Pony, a Mercury Tracer, or a Dodge Conquest, or a Honda Civic before 2018?
None of the, nothing, none of the above.
How about a phone number with a 617?
Which phone number? I don't know. This is my phone number, 617-980-1766.
All right. All right, so now I'm just loading up your questions. It's gonna ask me a couple more. It's gonna ask if you had a phone number ending in 4369. Do you have one?
4369. No.
Okay. I want to ask you, did you graduate from a high school too as well?
Yes, I did.
What high school did you graduate from?
John D. O'Brien.
All right. Also, please select the county for the address you provided me with. That address that you provided me, what county is it in?
Suffolk.
Suffolk County, okay. So now, did you previously live on any of these following cities? Avon, Foley, Thomasville, or Dorchester Center?
Dorchester Center.
Okay. Did you have a phone number ending in 6878?
6878. Oh man. I don't recall. I don't remember.
You don't remember? That's fine. Just load up the question and see what it comes up as. Give me 1 minute, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for patiently waiting, Ben. So now I pulled up your credit score. Ben, it's coming up as 546. It's considered a low credit score, I'll be honest with you, okay? But don't worry. That's why I'm here to help you. Let's see what's going on with it, okay? What's affecting your credit score? So you have here numbers of hard inquiries. You have one of them, Ben. Some amount of times they ran your credit score in a hard pull and you were denied one time. Also,
Okay.
let's take a look at the total actors of minor delinquents. This is 30 to 60 days late payments. There's 23 of them showing, okay? This is 30 to
Okay.
60 days late payments. The total numbers of major obligatory trend line, you're doing good on those. You don't have nothing on there. Those are usually 90 to 120 days past due payments. Although your percentage of trade every delinquent is coming up as 86, meaning 86% of the times you're late on your payments. Also, you're also showing here a total amount in collection of $0. Good job on that. Okay, you have nothing reporting on there for collection. No repossessions. Wow, pretty good at that. Congratulations. And no foreclosure. Very good. So now you also do have six of the trade every delinquent, though. Just 30 to 90 days late payments. Okay.
Okay.
That's what we got going on right now, okay, at the moment. So now I just want to let you know here what the goals are, okay? The goal here at the credit bureau is to strengthen your credit. That way you can achieve your goals, all right?
All right.
So now I'm gonna let you know right now, in order for us to do that, the first thing that we're gonna do for you is we're gonna go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. So now what's gonna be that portal? It's gonna be an app at the reach of your hand on your phone. That's for you to see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. Now you can also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed. All your financial tools to improve your credit score. All right. So now there you have access to the Loan Wizard tool. All right. I do suggest you work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. But that's where you can find
Right.
the third party loan companies that might be willing to work with you. Not only work with you, but also work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option. So now you can apply for those possible loans right there from 1,000 to 100,000. Okay. Depending on your credit score worthiness. You'll also be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment options for those possible loans, you see?
Okay.
See, that way you can see what best interests you at the moment. Also, at the same time, you don't want to be in the same situation again in the future, do you?
No.
Now, what we're going to do for you, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. We'll be doing all the work for you. by sending out the target disputing letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything that you identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable is going to be forced to be removed. Not only forced to be removed, but removed with all three credit bureaus at the same time, and not one by one, like the mother companies. It's what makes it a lot faster than mother companies. Okay?
Right.
Just want you to understand, we also work with the FCRA law, which is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It's a federal law that allows you to dispute those negative items, okay?
Okay.
At the same time, you are employed at the moment, so that makes you a more responsible person. Therefore, you get a trade line that's up to $5,000. You get access immediately once we get you enrolled with the initial fee, okay? So now that trade line, okay, I'm going to let you know right now. It's up to $5,000 with the nationalcreditdirect.com. Sounds like a credit card, but it's not a credit card, okay? You can't use it at the store. You can't use it to pump gas in your car with it, all right? All their purchases are going to be made directly through their online store. There you'll be able to purchase anything from electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. The whole purpose of the line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus to help you boost up your credit score. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So pretty much you get what you want, and every small monthly payment that you make to whatever you get on there, it's being reflected on your credit score. That's also helping you boost it up. Very beneficial, okay? Because if you already do the shopping at Walmart, Best Buy, stuff like that, why not get it while you're improving your credit score, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's available for you immediately once we get to that initial payment, as well as the credit builder benefit. With that credit builder benefit, look, this is how that one works, okay? It's because all credit scores, they're based on 35% of your payment history. So now, while you're in the program, it'll also be reported, the payments for the program will also be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. The thing is that when they look at it, it appears like if we were giving you a loan, even though we're not giving you any money, all right? What it's helping you do is helping you attract the lenders, the creditors, the businesses, when they see that positive report in your credit report every month and that you're being approved. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Becoming a more trustworthy person. So instead of you going for them, they're going to be coming after you because they already see that you're paying for something on time.
Yeah.
All right?
I got
you. At the same time, there's an additional fee for you to take advantage of everything that I discussed with you. All right? It's usually $149, okay? And $149 month to month. Today, you got a $30 discount since this is the first time we're on the phone, which will put you at $119 to get you started, and then $119 month to month, as long as you got enrolled today, the full amount.
Okay.
What kind of payment method do you use? Do you use a Visa, a MasterCard, Discovery? What do we have?
I got a Visa.
A Visa, okay. Go ahead and provide with the card numbers.
All right, 4207.
4207.
6702. 7206. 0990.
Hey, expiration date on that too as well, please, Ben.
327.
CBB.
296.
Okay. Yeah, that trade line you get access to immediately once we get you started, sir, and all the financial tools, all right? I want to make sure I have the correct email so I can send you that link to get you access to this, to everything, okay? I'm going to send it to the one that says Mr. Ben Else at gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect, okay? So now let me just finish everything up for you since you are getting the discounted price, which is very beneficial to you. Good job on that. All right. So now look, once that payment of $119 is accepted today to get you enrolled, give you access to everything, then your month-to-month fee will start on May the 25th. Okay. Do you have any questions before I process the payment?
No.
Look, I have to go over your credit card disclosure. So I need your authorization in order to process the initial payment of $119 to be charged today. Standard procedure dedicated to the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if funds are not available. I also like to share with you that we have a family plan option. I don't know if you have a friend, a family member that might be suffering from low credit or they need some help to get a loan, anything like that. But you can also enroll them, and they'll also have the benefits of the financial tools and all your credit score improvement and everything else. In addition, it'll be $12.95. It would be the $149 instead, and then the $249 month to month. Do you have anybody in mind, or would you be doing it by yourself?
I don't have anyone in mind.
If you ever have anybody in mind, feel free to give us a call, and we'll be glad to assist you with adding them on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, is your debit card unlocked?
What is it?
Is your debit card unlocked?
Yeah.
All right, so now we're gonna be processing the payment and send you that link right now, sir. Get your access to everything.
Okay.
All right. All right, Ben, go ahead and check your email. Congratulations, we successfully processed that enrollment fee. Now we're gonna go ahead and get on your email to get access to your very own unique client portal and take advantage of everything we discussed, okay? It's gonna be an email from the credit pros.
Email, password, portal. Credit pros, that's it. So what do I have to do with this one?
Click on the link and then it's going to take you to the agreement of service, the main page. So once you click on the link, it'll take you to the main page. And it's like a little agreement of service. It says right there. And it's like a little square box where you click on it to sign the agreement of service. Scroll to the very bottom, Ben, and then click next step. And then it'll ask you to create a password and a username. It's got to be 8 characters, okay?
Okay. Let me see. Approves. So I clicked the link that says for a free report.
That was one that said the credit pros.
Oh, the credit pros underneath. Okay. Okay, and then now where do I go?
Okay, so now where it says agreement of service for me.
Agreement of service. I don't see that anywhere. So hold on, I can't find this email.
Send it to the email. It's from the credit pros.
Yeah, I see one from Credit Pros that says attach your next step for awesome credit.
Yeah, okay, so click on the link, and then sometimes it takes you to the main page, and we gotta click the login at the very top corner on the right hand.
Okay, that's what it is. All right.
It's all right, Ben. I got you. Don't worry. I'm here to help you.
All right, login. So I have to create the password also, right?
Yeah, please do so. Yeah, it's gonna be a password that you gonna keep to yourself, please.
Mhm.
It gotta be 8 characters, okay?
Yep. Invalid name or password. Okay. All right, I'm confused here because okay, credit pros. Go to the main page. So how do I create the new password? Because it says member login.
Okay, so it's gonna say create your username and password says on there.
Not on this one.
Not on this one? Let me see what's going on. Let me look at the let me see. So now you sign the agreement of service, you click next step, right?
No, I'm trying to figure out where that is, the agreement of service.
Okay, that's
so the one.
That's the very beginning. That's the very beginning of the page. So once you get onto the main page, it's gonna say agreement of service. Click on it. Next step.
Okay. I don't know. This is getting confusing. Okay, so the email I have from Credit Pros says, attach your next steps for awesome credit. Congrats on taking your first step. And it has, it's signed by Jason Kaplan. Different interests.
Okay, so you're definitely in the right.
Is that the right one?
Yes, that's definitely the right one. Now, you gotta find the agreement of service on there. Okay, it's very simple. Okay, so now look, take it easy. Okay, so now look, click on the link for me. It's gonna take you to the main screen. Then it's gonna say right there, agreement of service, the very first page. You're gonna click on it. You're gonna scroll to the bottom of the page. You're gonna click next step.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm on the email that's sent by you guys. Let me see.
Yes, that's the one.
This is not. Nope. The cam one. How to go with Credit Pros? No. It's not. All right, so this email that I got, I was sent at 1:11. It says the Credit Pros. Now, it says attached your next steps for awesome credit, but it's like PopCork, Marcelbridge, whatever, we are only, whatever, credit, repair company and office credit. And it says, thanks, Jason M. Kaplan, Esquire, president and founder, the Credit Pros. It has a link to the site and then a phone number, but then underneath it, there's only click here to download 10 easiest things you can do to have your credit score soar. And then the other link says click here for free report. So is there a way to send the email again or something? Because I don't know if this is the right one.
No, it's definitely the right one. If it came from the Credit Pro store, it's definitely the right one. But I can resend it to you. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I can help you out. Watch.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Let's resend it.
Check your text messages real quick for me on your phone.
Text message, okay.
Do you see the Credit Pro?
I don't see one from Credit Pros. I have one from a random number, 844.
No, it's from the Credit Pros. So what I'll do is get yourself out of your email real quick for me. Put yourself in your home screen on your phone for me. Get off of there, and we're going to resend it.
Okay.
Okay, just let me know whenever you're ready for me to resend it, okay?
Resend it.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, let's see. This one's a different one. Yeah, this is a different.
There we go.
So then, Credit Pro support. Now, this one's okay. So then the portal. Okay. Credit score. Changing Equifax. Okay, so now I go where? All the way to the bottom?
Yes.
So now I'm on the Credit Pros. It looks like, you know, shows the credit score and everything. Where am I going now?
Okay. So now that you're on the right one, find the agreement of service where it says agreement of service and then click on it.
Agreement of service. Where is that? Let me see.
Everything going good for you? Everything's all right, Ben?
No, I can't find.
Keep in mind, I'm right here on the phone. Any questions you have, you let me know, okay? Yeah. Like, what's going on, buddy? Let's go. Let me know right now. Let me know so I can help you out.
I'm on the page. I'm on the page that says the Credit Pros, and it has my name. And, you know, I'm on the dashboard. Let's see, Credit Center. I'm trying to find out where this agreement of services is. Like, this. Because is it on the page that says it shows my credit score?
Ben,
it shows...
Ben, look, Ben, yeah. I want you to, so we can get this done, okay? I do this every day, okay? So look, it's the same process with every client I have here. I know it might be a little difficult to you right now at the moment, but let me make it more simple for you, okay? We're going to go step by step, okay? Just hear me on your phone and just listen to the steps I'm going to provide you with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start over, okay? I want you to start from where you receive your email. All right, go to your email.
Yep.
Welcome to the Credit Pros, it says. Click on that link.
Okay, the portal link.
Okay, give me a minute. The screen should already came up as the Credit Pros, right?
Yep.
All right, it's a blue screen, sky blue.
Hold on.
It has to be. Don't guess, okay? Let me know if it's a blue screen right there where it says the Credit Pros.
It says the Credit Pros, but everything in the background is white.
It's white. There we go. We're good. We got you. So now look, right there at the very beginning, it's going to say agreement of service right there.
It does not say that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, slowly scroll down to the bottom slowly. Until you see the agreement of service. It's going to be there. It has to be there. I do this every day, okay? Just go slowly down, scroll to the bottom. It might be at the very bottom of the page. Sometimes it's at the very beginning.
Dude, I'm, you know, very well versed on how to use the phone and the internet. But I don't see agreement of service anywhere.
Really?
That's really different.
Let me check with my supervisor real quick, okay? I don't know. It's never done it to me this way. So let me see what's going on with it, okay? All right. Let me see. Okay. I would love to do my job here, finish everything with me. Least thing I can do for you, I can go ahead and transfer. I can go ahead and set you up for an appointment to get you logged into the client portal. I don't want to do that, okay? I want to finish doing my service, okay? So now let me get this done, okay? I'm going to send it to your text messages, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. So now get off your emails and everything else, all right? That way we can send it to your...
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm going to send it to you a text message. Be a text message, okay?
Yep.
I really appreciate your patience, man, okay? I apologize for this inconvenience. I really do. Never really had it happen to me, so now... It's a good thing that it's always the first time for it first, right? Don't worry though, I got you. So now I'm gonna go ahead and remove that email right now and then send it to the text message one. That way you can get access to it. You already got the discounted price. You already, man, you're already doing good. But I want you to get your service. I want you to get access to everything. Right now, we're on the phone. My goal is here to achieve your goals. Alrighty. So now, sounds like we got the phone number. I'm going to be sending it to that phone number that we're on. 617-980-1766. Is that correct, Ben?
Yeah.
All right, Ben. So now there's going to be a message sent to you right now. Did you receive a text message?
Nothing.
All right, let me see.
Nothing yet.
How about now?
No, nothing new came in.
Oh, man. This is really...
Close up.
I'm really... I apologize, Ben, okay? I don't know what's going on. Let me see what's going on here. If you were in the email first and you already looked at your client portal... There was no agreement of service, okay? Did it say you were logged in? Do you know?
Yeah, it showed me that I was logged in.
Oh, man. Okay. So you were already logged in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now you had to go ahead and click next step. Did you see a next step there?
No, it doesn't say anything. It just shows me.
Man, this is different.
Let's see. Edit profile, alert settings, payment settings. Legal agreements, logout. That's it. That's when I click on my name on the page. It just shows the credit score tab, and then we got the credit repair progress, and then
by any chance, do you use any other email?
Another email? No.
No, because you use the same one.
Yeah, this is the same one I always use. Yeah.
Okay, I do apologize for this inconvenience, okay? I really want to get you in your client portal right now, Ben. Let me see. I'm right here on the phone. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Are you still in... what time zone are you in right now? Do you know?
I'm Eastern.
Eastern time zone? Okay, maybe we can... work with that on there and see what is going on there. And I appreciate your patience too as well, sir. Okay, Eastern time zone. Okay, so now look, I can go ahead and schedule you for a enrollment into your client portal and they can help you out for the on the 2nd of next week. All right, it's gonna be that would fall on a See, it's going to be on a Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. So now they're going to be calling you to get you access to the client portal. All right. I do apologize for this inconvenience. You're still going to get all the benefits, okay, once they get you access to everything, okay? Don't worry, all right? So now I'm still going to transfer you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace, all right? That way you can verify that I entered all your information correctly, all right? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So now, let me finish that appointment.
Yeah.
I'm right here, okay? I'm just making sure that I got everything correct right here. So now I have your appointment for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023 at 2 p.m. All right?
Okay.
So now, I'll be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace. That way you can verify that I enter all your information correctly, okay?
All right.
So now it's going to take 2 minutes. It's very important that you listen to the whole entire message for your account to be fully set up. All right?
Okay.
So now I'll be transferring you over to the Auto Credit Advisor Ace. Thank you for choosing the Credit Bros, okay? Congratulations once again on joining the Credit Bros. We're very excited to get you on the journey, all right? So now you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace. Be on the lookout for a call or an email from the Credit Bros on the 2nd, on Tuesday of next week, okay?
Okay.
At 2 o'clock, sir.
Yep, I got it.
With that being said, you have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you for choosing the Credit Bros. I'll be transferring you over now.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. I apologize for the inconvenience, sir. Have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Just 1 second. All right, be transferring you over now. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thank you.